Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've had a lot of phone calls to the Cass County Extension Office lately about blue spruce trees, and it's just been a little hot and muggy for the blue spruce trees, having a lot of fungus problems, a few pest problems. We'll go through now a few of the most common issues that are seen in blue spruce around Iowa. And first of all, let's keep in mind that blue spruce are not a native tree to Iowa. The Colorado blue spruce, as you would suspect, are native to Colorado, where it's a little more dry, a little more arid, as well as a little less soil moisture and a little less humidity as well. So that's the type of environment these trees are used to growing in. We did not have too many problems with our blue spruce trees the last several summers because we had kind of hot but very dry summers. We've had enough moisture this year, combined with a late spring, kind of a late freeze, and that wet weather, the cool wet weather, and now some of the more warm, moist, humid air is really bringing a lot of these fungal issues out and is also a more favorable environment for some of the pests to attack our trees. So we'll start off with something called rhizosphere needle cast fungus. This is an infectious needle disease caused by the fungus rhizosphera. It's the most common problem by far seen on blue spruce trees that are submitted to the plant diagnostic clinic on campus. Now, the blue spruce trees are the most susceptible type of spruce tree to this infection. White spruce are intermediately susceptible, and Norway spruce are fairly resistant. So another good reminder that some of the problems we see on trees are very specific to that type of tree. Another good reason, if you are doing a tree planting or planning on planting any trees this year or replacing any trees, to do a multi-species mix on your trees. We do recommend at Extension avoiding planting what we call a monoculture or long rows of only one type of tree, because especially with diseases like the rhizosphere needle cast, it is a fungal disease that is spread by water splash from one needle to the next, which if you have a whole line of blue spruce trees all lined up with needles touching each other, this disease will just walk right down the line and affect all of the trees in that line of blue spruce as it splashes from one to the next. Most folks start to call us about rhizosphere needle cast when they notice the lower portion of their tree starting to get very thin and most of the needles fall off. The disease does start from the bottom of the tree. As mentioned, it is a disease caused by water splash up onto the needles. It usually comes from the ground up to the lower needles and works its way up from there. Second year needles of trees with rhizosphere needle cast will turn a light purple or brown color and eventually fall from the tree. After several years of needle loss, the branches themselves may die. In general, the trees appear to die from the bottom upward. In some cases, however, the infection may start higher in the tree and give the appearance of a scattered or spotty dead areas. So that is also a possibility with this disease. Easiest way to diagnose it is by looking at the discolored needles with a magnifying glass or a hand lens. Small black spots will be lined up in rows on the back side of the infected needles. The fungus is actually emerging from the opening, the pore-like openings that occur in lines on the sides of a spruce needle. Green needles may also show these small black fruiting structures, but they should be most easy to see on the infected needles. Keep in mind that environmental or site-related stress can also cause discoloration and loss of needles on spruce trees. So just because you have a spruce tree that is starting to lose needles or lose needles from the bottom up doesn't necessarily mean that you have the rhizosphere needle cast fungus. And also keep in mind that seasonal needle loss is common on evergreens such as blue spruce trees. Most folks think that evergreen trees mean that they never lose their needles. That's not actually the case. Most evergreen trees, as they start to get older, lose needles from the inside, towards the outside of the tree. As needles get about 5 or 6 years old and are no longer needed by the tree to collect sunlight, those needles on the inside of the tree will start dropping off. And that is a completely normal process for even perfectly healthy trees. So needle loss does not always indicate disease. However, if your new growth and outer needles on trees are dropping, you may have an issue. Extended wet weather of 93, for example, was responsible for needle browning and even tree death in some cases where no fruiting structures from the needle cast fungus were found on any of the trees. Rhizosphere needle cast fungus overwinters in infected needles on the tree or on needles that have fallen to the ground. It's spread again by splashing and dripping water in spring and continuing through the fall. Newly emerging needles become infected during wet spring weather, and then when we have a continually wet spring into summer like we've had now, the disease spreads more quickly. If symptoms appear, you can spray diseased trees with a fungicide that lasts 2 weeks of May and then again 4 to 6 weeks later. So we're a little late in the growing season to be spraying. And the reason that you don't want to spray late is because if you miss the fruiting stage of the fungus, you're basically just wasting your spray. And again, with any spray or treatment you do with trees, make sure you are reading and following label instructions. More information on the types of products specifically recommended for needle cast can be found on the Extension website or by giving us a call at the Cass County Extension office. Something else that we've seen a little bit around the area is a bug called the spruce needle miner. And the indications of spruce needle miner would again be needle drop, but if your spruce tree has clumps of dead needles, needles may have been killed by the spruce needle miner. If you look down where the branches meet the larger stem and there are clusters of dead needles held together by a webbing, that is very indicative of the spruce needle miner. The needle miner, as you would expect as someone who mines out needles, they leave a hole near the base of each damaged needle and the needles appear hollow if you pick them up. The adult moths are active in June, laying eggs on the needles of the spruce, so now is an ideal time to treat. During this period of time, the insect is most susceptible to insecticidal control. Once the eggs hatch and the miner gets into the needle, control is very difficult. So they start feeding actively in late June all the way through frost, and then emerge again in mid-May, which is why early to late June is about the ideal time to treat these guys, especially with the late summer that we've had this year. It's most effective to get a hold of them now. So the first step to control a needle miner is remove infested needles by hosing them out using a strong water spray, cleaning them up, and burning or discarding of them. In late June, apply an insecticide followed by a repeat application in a week or 10 days. Again, for more information on insecticides to treat the spruce needle miner or any diseases of your trees and plants, give us a call, 243-1132. Find us online or stop by the Cass County Extension office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.